With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Gas prices have surged because of the Iran conflict, but economist Steve Moore believes they will be coming down soon.
We're going to see for the next couple of weeks maybe the oil price at that level. And then as we start to see these disruptions in the global oil supply chains reduced, I think you'll see oil flow right back down to the, you know, the $3 range that we were seeing a few months ago.
Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A progressive activist group reportedly has been caught coaching members on how to conceal their political views during jury selection in federal cases tied to the Trump Department of Justice, and then used jury nullification to block convictions.
Freedom Trainers, formed in late 2024, reportedly train activists to dress neutrally, avoid revealing political affiliations, and pass through jury selection undetected. Once seated, trainees allegedly are encouraged to vote not guilty regardless of evidence, leveraging jury nullification as a political tool.
The Justice Department warns that it takes such attempts to improperly influence juries seriously, while legal experts say the scheme undermines the constitutional right to an impartial jury. The Michigan synagogue that came under attack last week when an armed man drove his car into the building had for months been strengthening its security apparatus. Temple Israel had hired a seasoned police lieutenant as its security director and held active shooting training. The synagogue was able to avoid any deaths because its congregants, amongst its congregants, rather, in Thursday's attack, and it credits the preparations. Kirsten Sinema says in a legal document she did have a romantic relationship with a member of her security detail, but her lawyer argues a lawsuit by the wife seeking damages should be dismissed. This is townhall.com. As Christianity wanes in the U.S., many people are turning to the occult. The Conscious Life Expo, which convenes thousands of New Age spiritual seekers in Los Angeles each year, just wrapped up. The event is now attracting a diverse audience seeking meaning without God. Organizer Michael Satava says, quote, "I think it's evolved to much more of a religion about aliens. A number of the speakers at this year's expo claim to be aliens. One man claimed to be the reincarnation of Christ." Pope Leo says a Catholic bishop has resigned after he was arrested while trying to leave the U.S. following accusations that he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced after Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Shaletta, who pleaded not guilty, was arrested at San Diego International Airport, allegedly trying to skip the country. This is SRN News. A major CEO is leaving Washington State. We get more on that story from correspondent Ken Lorman.
Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has announced his family is moving from Seattle to Miami following Washington Democrats' passage of a 9.9% income tax on those earning over $1 million annually.
Starbucks will open a corporate office in Nashville, offering relocation to Seattle-based employees and expanding its presence in the Southeast. Today is Sunday, March the 15th, the 74th day of 2026. On this date in history, 44 BC, on the Ides of March, Roman dictator Julius Caesar was assassinated by Roman senators, including Brutus and Cassius, who feared Caesar was working to establish a monarchy. On this date in 1972, The Godfather, Francis Ford Coppola's famous film, premiered in New York. This is SRN News.